So the Pacamara variety and a bit of Arabica bean from Honduras, your America's finest, has brewed for 7 minutes in the bag. And I'm about ready to get that red tab, which you've got to pull down so that it creates an opening for the nozzle and to be able to pour. I've got that done, and I'm going to pour this coffee. Ah, looks good. There's enough for three cups here, actually, so I'll just pour my first cup. That smells actually quite delicious, I must say. Got people disturbing me here in my coffee break. But I tell you what, this smells absolutely delicious. As I said, I brewed it for 7 minutes. It's still a bit too hot. I must say, this bag is amazing because it actually keeps and retains the heat quite well. Obviously, I didn't use boiling water, didn't bring a thermometer, just wanted to really bring coffee in a bag, like Ulrich says, for the lazy person, and still try and produce a lovely cup of coffee. He says that it really gives the French press a run for its money. So let's just see. I haven't had a French press in a long time too. But of course, at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, I have had the grower's cup in a bag. I did the Ethiopian, which was interesting. This Honduran one is one that he gave me this year at the London Coffee Festival. Of course, I met Ulrich already the year before. And, they'd given me some coffee and I never got around to actually brewing with the grower's cup. Now, Ulrich surprises me because he's such a lover of coffee. He's an inventor and he married the two things. And he really sources amazing coffees from all over the world. And he also told me that he's got his own roaster. He's got a lady who roasts his coffee, who, again, he says, could give any barista and roaster a run for their money. Apparently, she's really, really good. So, it's still a bit too hot. So, I'm going to pause this recording so to let the coffee cool down and then take it to my lips. Well, I brewed it for 6 minutes, or 7 minutes rather, and I let it cool down. And now, it smells actually quite strong. I think this is quite a strong coffee. And maybe I could have brewed this a little less, because I don't really like to put milk to it at the moment, because I just like to see what it tastes like. Strong, I must say. It's quite strong. It's not bitter. It's actually quite lovely. But you know you're drinking coffee. Now, the notes that I've been guided to, I don't know really if I can detect those. But I was interrupted, and I don't think I've done this brewing a lot of justice. I was a bit interrupted, and I didn't have my timer on. To be precise, I didn't have my thermometer with me. But hey, you know, we're producing coffee in a bag that you could do anywhere in the world, really. Where you're up a mountain or in the office or here on a coffee break, wherever you are. I do think that, you'd have to compare that and use this coffee and do it in a French press to really do a straight comparison. But no, let's not compare. Let's just drink this. And I think it really... speaks for itself. It stands alone. It's a good coffee. Now that it's cooled down a bit, the flavors come through a bit better. I really do think that this is a nice coffee. I mean, come on, who would have thought that brewing a coffee in a paper bag with another little plastic bag within it that acts as the filter, that you could actually really produce a good cup of coffee. I don't tell you what, I can't knock it. I definitely can't knock it. I'm enjoying this. First and only cup of coffee of the day which I'll ever have.